From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. makes a two-pronged effort in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks in Vienna on Syria's future are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution to the civil war there.
We have to employ a two-pronged approach, intensifying our counter-Daesh campaign, and on the other side, our diplomatic efforts to try to bring the conflict to a close.
Kerry spoke Wednesday at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. A preliminary diplomatic effort in Vienna begins Thursday, with formal talks convening on Friday. The top 10 Republican presidential contenders held their third debate of the primary season Wednesday. The debate focuses primarily on economic and national policy. It comes as real estate mogul Donald Trump is losing his months-long grip on the race's front-runner status to retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Wednesday was a banner day for the U.S. House of Representatives. The majority Republican Party avoided an internal squabble and picked Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan to be the chamber's new speaker. A vote by the whole House comes later. And after several years of lurching from one fiscal crisis to another, the House has passed a bipartisan $80 billion budget agreement that will avert any fiscal or budget showdowns until 2017. The bill raises the debt ceiling until March of 2017 and increases across-the-board spending caps on both domestic and military spending for the next 2 years. American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. military official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News.